Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It is Monday morning, the 7th day of November, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning into KSJE 90.9 FM here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, of course, you can tune us in at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, just go to our website, ksje.com. You can listen there all the time. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this community-supported visual radio program. The video is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and also the KSJE Twitter account. So we're glad that you were with us this morning, because coming up, we are talking about the wonderful Festival of Trees coming up, of course, very, very soon, celebrating 20 years. We hope you'll join us to get all the details about this year's festival in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Later on this hour, we'll be talking technology, of course, at 8:50 a.m., our Monday reboot segment with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Next hour, of course, it's our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess will be here featuring music from the one and only Mozart. That begins after the news at 9:06 today on KSJE. And don't forget, you can also check out our Instagram page in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, and who isn't these days, you can check out KSJE Podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts and maybe discover a program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is 41 degrees under sunny skies on this Monday morning. We are expecting a mostly sunny day today with a high of 66. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 39. Sunshine again tomorrow with a few clouds, and 67 again for a high. 38 Tuesday night, 63 on Wednesday. Maybe a chance of rain or snow showers Wednesday night into Thursday with an overnight low of about 35 degrees. 42, much colder weather on Thursday with a partly sunny forecast. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk to us all about the 2022 Festival of Trees. From Presbyterian Medical Services, Jill Adair is here. She is the Northwest Region Director. Welcome back to KSJE, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Good to have you here. Carrie Olson is here as well. She is the co-chair of the Festival of Trees this year and also the Marketing Director at the Northwest Region. Carrie, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you here. Thank you. And also joining us this morning, one of the big supporters of the Festival of Trees this year, Vince Moffitt, of course, from the Basin Health Companies. Vince, good to have you here as well.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning.
Great to have everyone here, and thank you. And so, Jill, this is a big year for the Festival of Trees on a couple of reasons. First of all, I think it's the 20th anniversary, right?
It is. We are celebrating 20 years.
Very exciting. Congratulations. And I guess the other big news is that the festival is moving back to the Farmington Civic Center.
It is. We are so excited to be back and kind of back into our routine and what we've been doing, and really so grateful for downtown for everything that they've done and support us through these past 2 years, as well as we still have one of our events that we're still involving the downtown.
Right.
So, yeah, super excited.
Very excited about that. We have the schedule to show everybody, and, of course, a lot of events that are, I think folks would recognize and be excited about returning to the festival again this year, and also some new little twists maybe to some of these events, right?
We do, yeah. So we have a few new things that we're adding. We're going to actually start earlier this year, and we're going to end still the same
starting
day.
On Thanksgiving. No, you do not. No. Still not doing that.
Not that early.
Okay.
Not that early.
Right.
Not that early.
Okay.
Not that early. So usually we start on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
But this year we are going to start on a Tuesday. We're still partnering with the city of Farmington in regards to their tree lighting, and that's really what helps us kick off that season.
Right, and that's out in front of the Civic Center, of course, the big gigantic tree lift that goes up. So very exciting. So that'll be the first, kind of the first official event, if you will, right, on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, so that'll kind of open the doors to the public.
Right, and then after that is when people can get their first look at.
Exactly, first look, come in, get tickets. Tickets are still 50 cents a ticket. We didn't, you know, increase that price at all. So we are just so excited to be back and have everything under one roof.
Very cool. And Cherry, let me talk to you a little bit about the trees and some of the things also that you have planned in the Civic Center. So again, all the trees will be in one place and folks can wander through. And of course, there'll be wreaths and other stuff as well. Yes. But it sounds like you have quite a few folks signing up to put trees in the festival this year.
We are. We're really excited. In 2019, we had about 75 entries, and we're hoping to get to that point again this year. We already have 35 trees, so we're super excited. Yours included.
Ours is included. KSJE has a tree. That's right.
Also, we have a tree over here on our right.
From Basin. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So really, what we like to say is it's magical when you walk in that room. So we just invite everybody to come down. It is free to the public. The tickets are only 50 cents. And just for you, those of you that haven't been there before, it is really, really wonderful. And we'll see about 8,000 to 10,000 people.
Wow.
Sorry, 8,000 to 10,000 people. Well,
you know. Okay.
You know, hey, whatever.
Well, I was going to say, they really expanded the Civic Center, haven't they? That's a lot, but that's all right.
Yeah, and for those of you that do put the 50 cents in and win, you get the tree and everything that goes underneath it. So it's pretty amazing.
All the gifts and everything else.
Everything.
That's true. That's true. And I do want to make a point, though, that it is always free to attend the festival just to wander through and see the trees. You can always do that for free, right?
Absolutely.
To bring the family and bring all the kids and whatever you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there are some other events that do require tickets and reservations and things along that line. In fact, I think one event's already sold out. Cherry, is that true?
Yes. Our Teddy Bear Story Time, the first session is sold out. The second session is still available, and you can go online to PMSFestivalOfTrees.org and buy your tickets right away. It typically is an event that sells out right away, and it's so much fun.
Right.
They get little bears that one of our committee members spends all year making. It's a handmade bear, and it's fantastic, and it's only $5.
$5, mm-hmm. And again, the first one sold out. I imagine the second one's going to do that, sell out the next
probably.
Few days, probably.
We have a lot of schools that come in and buy them in bulk, so we just encourage people to get on there as fast as possible.
Got you. And I think they used to only have one Teddy Bear Story Time, and then you expanded it to two because of the demand. And,
correct.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe
conversations
about three. I don't know, but right.
I do want to mention that we partner with the library on this event, and they've been fantastic. So they'll kind of lead the whole afternoon, but it's really fun.
Very, very good. Good. And another event I know that you partner with is, of course, the coffee break with the trees, and that is why one of the reasons why Vince Moffitt is here this morning to talk a little bit about Basin's involvement with the festival and being a major sponsor of this event. And Vince, congratulations of helping to support the festival. This is not your first year, I know. The company's been doing that for a long, long time.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I think, you know, looking at Festival of Trees, it always is such a great kickoff to the holiday season. Super stoked this back in the Civic Center again, too, because I think, you know, getting people inside, and it's just a festive environment. It was great downtown, but, you know, having everything in one place is going to be a lot of fun. And we do. We love sponsoring it. I think not only is it a great community event that kicks off the holiday season, but PMS does so many great things in the community. I think there's tons of programs there that people aren't even aware of what they're doing, and that help people who wouldn't otherwise probably have access to a lot of these services. So we like to support that. Anything that can be good for the community and help with healthcare in our community is super important to us. And the coffee break will be fun. I think everybody gets together and kind of kick it off with some coffee. It's a fun one to sponsor.
Who doesn't need coffee in the morning, right? I mean, come on, that's true. But that's coming up, and that'll be on December 2nd.
December 2nd, you know, and that's really a great event. You know, if you're just kind of trying to think, how can you thank your staff? What do you need to do? You know, what do you want to do? How can you maybe do something out of the norm of a meeting? And it's a great it is a great place to kind of bring your staff and show appreciation to them and have some team bonding, if you will.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I really
and check
encourage
out the trees.
And to check out the trees.
You know.
So you can definitely purchase your tickets online as well as just at the door.
Okay.
So either way.
And I'm noticing that for the video audiences, all the posters that we're showing have little QR codes. So I imagine if you point your phone at the screen, it probably will take you to a place where you could buy your tickets.
Absolutely.
Because you're just that organized.
Yes.
So that's good.
That organized. We have a wonderful committee that helps us every year. And so we're blessed with that. And they help us do many of these things to,
very good point. So. And in fact, the other part is that this wouldn't happen without a team of volunteers, either from the committee to the folks who work in pre-festival and during the festival and after the festival. And I imagine, are you still looking for some volunteers, Karen?
We are looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers to sell tickets if they want to come to any of the events and help out. Mm-hmm. If they want to be part of the committee, maybe they want to do this next year. We've got some new ones. Like Carmen Martinez is probably listening. So she's one of our new committee members, and we're happy to have her. Mm-hmm. Dorothy Novus is going to be heading our volunteer group. Mm-hmm. So if you know her, and you see her on Facebook, she's looking for people. But really,
you can't say no to Dorothy Novus when she asks you. So I'm just going to throw that out there. So that should fill
fantastic.
The gap right there. Yeah.
So just, give us a holler and we will get you hooked up. And it can be from 1 hour to, several months. So
there you go. Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Very good. And Jalinder, Vince Moffitt mentioned all the things that PMS does in the community, like Basin Health Companies. And so I wanted to just come back to you and ask you a bit about all the things that PMS does.
Sure.
I should know because I'm a board member, full disclosure, audience of PMS.
Yes.
But also that all the funds raised at this event stay in the community and support these programs that you're going to tell us about.
Yes, absolutely. So everything that is raised truly does stay local. So for Presbyterian Medical Services, we are a statewide nonprofit agency. However, this Festival of Trees is really only our Northwest region's fundraiser, and it's our one and only true fundraiser. And so it supports all the five programs that we have here in our region. We have our Farmington Community Health Center. There we do medical, dental, behavioral health, psychiatry, and med management. Then we also have our TOTA Behavioral Health Program, and that program works with the inebriate population and the homeless population. We also have our Children's Services, and that program is our federally funded and state-funded program. We offer Head Start, Early Head Start, pre-K, and home visiting out to seven different locations throughout the county. We also have our Roundtree Children's Developmental Services Program. That is our birth to three early intervention program. And that program provides everything in the home throughout all of San Juan County. Again, for children birth to three who could be at risk for disability or have a disability. And last but not least is our Project Shield program. And that's our Adults with Disabilities program. So all the money raised stays local. It supports those programs. So many of our programs are grant funded, whether it is state or federal. And so, some of it is a fee for service, but the monies that come in don't support all of the cost. And when you're dealing with gas at $3.50 to $5 a gallon, that's hard on our staff. And those types of reimbursements are at the company level. They are not, none of that is funded back through any of these grants. And so some of the money helps to go towards that, as well as towards those items that really, Medicaid or Medicare doesn't cover. So for Roundtree, it's working with those little guys with disabilities, and maybe it's that we're needing to work on getting some thumb loops or certain type of feeding tools, just to assist them, whether they have any type of disability with their hands and walking and those types of things, just as some examples.
Right. Good to know. And I would say, too, that you mentioned some of those are kind of fee-for-service, but it's a sliding scale.
Yeah,
and so, obviously, no one's ever turned away
from
PMS for their ability to pay. And so some may pay a few dollars, others may pay more, and that's those funds help maybe fill that gap as well, I would think.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So that's important. And so you can help in a lot of ways by supporting this event. And I know, Vince, that's why Basin Health Companies are a part of this as well because of those reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we just is important to me is the community stand up and support these organizations. There's so many nonprofits here in the community that do great things that I think a lot of us luckily haven't had to use those services while many others have. And, you know, one of the things that I try to do is my entire life has been about volunteerism and things in the community. And with Basin, I can leverage that more. PMS is one of those great organizations for sure. You know, we even take a little bit further this year. Last year for Festival of Trees, we teamed up with Guardian Initiatives, which is a nonprofit, with their tree. This year we're partnering with Sexual Assault Services, which is a great organization as well. But I think just, you know, to Carrie's point, asking for volunteers, these things take people, and they take money, and they take, you know, people that can't financially give. I think they can give their time, and they're so great to the community. Not only, like I said, this is going to be a fun event, and there's so many of them like this, but they also have a greater outreach to do a greater good in the community as well. So support them. Support all these nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And again, as we've been talking about, you can do that by the tickets that haven't gone up in price in a million years, I think.
I don't know how long it has. Always have been 50 cents.
But makes that affordable, I think. And yeah. So for folks who are unclear on the concept of the Festival mm-hmm. of Trees, if you've just moved to town or maybe have not been to the festival before, the whole idea is you can always go for free, as we mentioned. But if you want to go, you can buy tickets, and then you walk around and look at the trees, mm-hmm. and you have your little fistful of tickets with your name and phone number on them. Uh-huh. And you can put them into the bin in front of every tree or wreath or whatever it is that you want to mm-hmm. perchance to have a chance to win. And then, of course, on the big drawing day, you may win that tree and all the gifts that are underneath that tree.
That's right. You know, so there's, you know, my husband.
That's the world's longest question.
It is, right.
Well, it was the world's longest question.
No, it's, you know, again, I've been a part of this for 20 years. And, you know, every year, you know, my husband's never happy when it comes close to Thanksgiving and getting ready to talk about decorating, because I'm like, we have to wait until Festival of Trees because I might win a tree.
Right.
And so the best part of that is that literally you win that tree and everything with it. So you just pick it up, walk it outside, put it in the back of a truck, you take it home and put it into your living room, and voila, you have a fully decorated, beautiful, gorgeous tree that you get to keep, and you can either redecorate, you know, in the years to come, or keep it as is, you know. So it is really something truly magical, and I know my husband's always like, oh, man.
You have to wait, Hank.
I just want to mention that we normally do that on a Saturday, and we're moving that to Sunday this year. So we will have a live drawing, but it's going to be streamlined on our Facebook, so you don't need to come down like you normally do on Saturday. We'll be doing that on Sunday, and then you'll need to pick up your tree from 1 to 3.
Okay, so, that's a good point. But that will happen on Sunday, you get the tree, you get the lights, you get the decorations, mm-hmm. you get the ornaments, you get the presents under that tree, the whole kit and caboodle.
And we'll have somebody there to help you. You don't have to do that by yourself.
Right.
We usually have JORTC come and help. So again, if you have an organization out there that you feel like could help us, we could absolutely use that in so many different ways. So.
Very true. But maybe make sure one of your friends with a truck is standing by, just in case.
We have cars. We have all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been interesting.
Very interesting, inventive loading techniques.
Yes.
So we'll put it that way. But there you are. But of course, the festival, as we mentioned, begins Tuesday, November 29th with the tree lighting. Mm-hmm. And then the festival opens that evening. It goes through, again, Saturday, December 3rd. It's always the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so that's kind of when you can go. And there's a lot of other events that we haven't talked about yet that I want to talk about, because there are other things that are going on. One is a senior event this year.
Yes. So we're bringing back the senior event, of course, with COVID. That was a little difficult to be able to do. And so I'll let Carrie kind of talk a little bit about that.
The senior social.
The senior social. It is free. It is Friday afternoon. Again, just bring anybody that you'd like to come down. We'd like to, you know, obviously, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Like, we could not do this, you know, with Vince sitting next mm-hmm. to us, but our community is wonderful for stepping up and doing that. And so 7S Minerals is doing is sponsoring this. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free. We will have entertainment. We will have ramps to help people come in and out.
It's designed for seniors.
It is designed for seniors.
Free entertainment.
Free entertainment, mm-hmm. free food, free coffee. It's just a much lower key event.
Gotcha.
Because it tends to be a little crazy around, you know, the trees. But this is a little lower key, mm-hmm. so it's very nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we'll still have tickets that people can purchase in order to come through and put their special way of their ticket into the bucket to win the tree. So that will still be an opportunity for them. But this actual event is free to our seniors.
Okay. Good to know. And you brought up an interesting point, Jill Adair, about how people put their tickets into the bins. And so I'm always curious to know, is it folded or maybe fanned or just flat? What tends to do? We don't know.
We don't know because, you know, often you're the one that's pulling them.
I don't know about that. I'm announcing the winner, but I don't know if I'm pulling them. That's probably somebody else.
That's true. You are correct.
That's somebody else.
That is true.
That's true.
That's right. So I don't know. I do know that people have their way of doing it, whether it's crunching it all up in a hand, doing the top corner, bending it, kind of funny because, you know, I hear stories of people say, well, we want it so that when the hand goes in, it's just curved in their hand to pull out. So everybody has their own strategy.
Right.
And I actually love hearing everyone's strategy on what's the best way to do that.
Yes, very true. And, of course, when you watch the drawing, of course, there are so many tickets that are part of this. I mean, there's a lot that you're just pulling out one to win. Mm-hmm. And so it's bags full. Yeah.
You know, I do believe you do. You just have to go in there almost every day to keep putting a ticket in.
That's probably
true. Never know how that layer's going to go.
That's a good strategy. I hadn't thought of that before, so now I've got a plan.
So you better come every day, everyone.
Okay, see? There you are. There's a little bit of insider information. The Festival of Trees. All right. Excellent. Very good. I do want to talk about a couple other events that we haven't talked about yet. The Christmas Tea event, too, is another. It seems new to me. Is it new?
It is new.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, good.
Yes,
I'm paying attention.
It is a new event. It is $15, and it's kind of your English tea, you know, high noon tea, that kind of tea, if you kind of think about that. It is coming off of the two morning teas, so this is kind of skewed more to a teenager and maybe their grandparent.
Okay.
It's really about disconnecting with your electronics and really getting to know your grandparents. And that's what the story is all about. And we will be reading that story. So,
gotcha.
But it's new. So the other new one, if Jill wants to talk about this, is our 20th year anniversary.
Yes.
And because it is our 20th year anniversary, we are having a platinum celebration. Mm-hmm. And it's really to celebrate all those committee members and all the people that have gotten us here, mm-hmm. Right here, right at this point. So that's it.
Okay.
So
Jill,
we're very excited about that.
Tell us about that.
So super excited to be able to celebrate this. Again, you know, we want to make sure that we are acknowledging all of our volunteers that have been there from day one. Again, we wouldn't be able to do this. You know, and we all know that Festival of Trees has been in San Juan County for more than 20 years.
Right.
But Presbyterian Medical Services has been the beneficiary of it for 20 years this year. So, you know, and some of us ladies, you know, we like to be able to go out and celebrate and dress up. And we don't have a lot of options like that, you know, as well, you know, in San Juan County. And so that was another thing that was kind of saying, let's get back to this. Let's make sure that we're going to have a beautiful night to celebrate. And so we're going to have prime rib. We'll have a DJ for dancing. We're going to have a special raffle as well. So we have... gosh, probably over $10,000 worth already of special raffle items that we will have. And that will be separate from what we will have through the actual festival.
Okay.
So when I had talked about that we were extending the hours, I do just want to stress that for the community, we will be stopping at 2 p.m. on that Saturday prior to this. This is the third at 6:30. So we will be closing the doors to the community at 2 o'clock. And then we will be opening back up just for those that have a ticket for this event at 6:30. And so through this, again, we want to acknowledge all of our wonderful volunteers through the years. We'll have prime rib, we'll have dancing, we're going to have special raffle tickets. Those special raffle tickets, then they will be able to we will do the drawing that day, and they'll be able to take those items with them. And they'll still have an opportunity to still buy additional tickets that 50 cents to go into the actual buckets to win the trees. And then, as Carrie stated, then on the next day, on Sunday, is when we will do the live Facebook drawing.
Right. Then that'll be streamed, as you mentioned, on the Facebook page, so everybody can watch it.
Yes, and Scott is not pulling the tickets.
No, he's not.
Correct.
It's true. No, nobody wants that.
No, somebody else. Actually, we have some great volunteers that usually do that, now that I think about that. See, it's been a couple of years. Sorry.
Everybody. That's all right. A couple other events that I wanted to ask you all about while we still have some time here this morning. I'm looking for the one that I wanted to talk about, which is the Santa Sleigh Ride, of course. Yes. We haven't talked about that. What about that event? That is coming up, too, on the 2nd.
Yes, on the 2nd. So this is a new event. We had it last year. It sold out in 2 days. So we are taking it again. We're going to do it again. It's literally a ride with Santa around the town. It's $8, so this will sell out pretty fast. So if you want to take your family, there's about 10 people at a time that can ride on that. They'll get on the sleigh ride. They will go around the downtown.
Right.
And then I think this year they're also doing, they're going to stop at Orchard Park, mm-hmm. and they're going to do s'mores. So and then they come back to the Civic Center and see Santa.
See? Yeah. There you go. Nice. And so
this truly is a magical I just kind of want to put that plug in. It's a really neat thing. Last year was our first year doing it, and Artifacts was kind of sponsored with us in the aspect of that's where we had Santa. And, you know, I just remember hearing and knowing, oh, they're coming down, you know, and I ran outside to look. And just to see the horses and the galloping, I don't know what's the right word.
They're not galloping through downtown.
They're not galloping, but
it's easy
whatever that noise is, right? You know, it is just absolutely magical, and they're all lit up, and I don't know, it's a little bit of a hallmark.
Well, and downtown is all decorated for Christmas, of course.
Yeah. And so there will be a fun little scavenger hunt that we're doing as well, a live scavenger hunt, just to kind of keep things interactive with those downtown businesses, because they were fantastic the last 2 years. You know, we wouldn't be here without them. Mm-hmm. So they allowed us to, you know, keep the ball rolling. So we're very excited about that.
So including the businesses in this event, too, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I do want to bring Vince Moffitt back into the conversation a little bit about, because it's all about community, and I know that's a big part of what Basin does. And these events that draw in the community, Vince Moffitt, and downtown, and the Civic Center, and all these different elements, I mean, that I'm sure that's one of the reasons why Basin's involved.
Well, it might be one of them, but I just would say that anything that can bring people downtown's so great right now. I mean, I know a lot of people still are wanting to complain about roundabouts, for example, but downtown is just really transformed and it's continuing to transform, and we want people to get down there and we want them to see it. You know, our offices are down there and have been for years, but there's so many great businesses out there, and they truly are, you know, your neighbors who own these businesses, and they're depending on people. So it's great the PMS is involving them still, supporting them, and get down there and see these great businesses downtown, especially when you're Christmas shopping this year.
No kidding. Very true. Buy local. That's very, absolutely, very true. The other event we want to talk about before we do run out of time is the Lunch with the Trees, and that is another event that's coming back this year at the Civic Center, right?
It is.
Carrie?
Let me talk about Lunch with the Trees.
Yes.
So for
that's
$10.
That's on Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday from 11:30 to 1:30. And it's literally having lunch with the trees, or you can do a to-go box. So we have a lot of people that do that, especially for those downtown businesses. They can come and grab their box and go. But really, you get two tickets. You get two tickets to the raffle. You get a barbecue sandwich, chips, salad, a drink, and cookies. So that is a lot for $10 these days. So
right.
I'm very excited about that. Silver Star donated their barbecue, and we're very, very happy about that. So
very good.
We appreciate that.
Nice. So that's the other event, too, the other major event. And so all these events, all the details are online. You can find out more, of course, at the website, pmsfestivalofthetrees.org, where you can go. You can prepay, I think, for tickets, to these ticketed events, and also the tickets for the trees, right? Can I buy those yet? No. Or I have to buy them at the door?
Yep. Those you have to buy at the door.
Thank
so,
you.
So that we are going back old school.
Okay.
Is buying those at the door, because that way you'll have the actual card, the ticket, And then you can. We'll also have labels where we can have your name and number already printed out for you, and you slap it on there, and then that way you put it in.
There you go. So, yeah. That's how it works. So yeah. That just because I forgot too.
I know.
See,
it's all right.
It's been a couple of years, but there you are. Well, we were just about out of time this morning, everybody, but we're so excited that the Festival of Trees is continuing. It is back this year at the Farmington Civic Center, and again, everything gets started on Tuesday, November 29th, with the big tree lighting out in front of the Farmington Civic Center, and then the festival will open at about 5:30.
Yes.
Your first opportunity to see the trees, and then goes to about Saturday afternoon, it sounds like.
At 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock for the public, and then you have your private big celebration on Saturday evening.
Yes. So please purchase your tickets.
There you go. Very exciting. Thank you all for coming in. Vince Moffitt, thank you for all your continued support
ladies.
Of all these great community events that Basin Health Companies is involved with. Carrie and Jill, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Great to see you both, and good luck. You're relatively calm for having a big event only a few weeks away. But I know there's a lot. You're like a duck. There's the feet are moving.
The feet are moving.
You're paddling through the pond.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're
there's
calm on the surface.
Good.
That's good to know. Festival of Trees here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 12, eliminate distractions. Studying without distractions is crucial. If you're studying alone, try to find a quiet space or put headphones on to block out noise from your surroundings. If you're in an area trying to study and it's just not working out, relocate. It might be frustrating to have to pick up and move, but it'll be worth it once you're in a good environment. Consider putting your phone on silent or vibrate. You can always respond to your messages after your study session. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Museum. What if you could jump into the world of wild crats and swing through the trees like a monkey, or hunt like a dragonfish? Now you can. Wild Crats, Creature Power, and Ocean Adventure Museum Exhibit, opening September 24th through January 7th at the Farmington Museum. Tickets at farmingtonmuseum.org. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.